You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, buddy, you gonna eat that sausage?
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Tell me something, my friend.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your complete attention, if you please.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, now Caleb.
Hi.
Caleb was the one that picked this movie.
Yes.
So I just want to play this really quickly because this is officially a Netflix and Swill 1-star review. So let me just go ahead and play the opening for that.
Welcome to Cautionary Tales of Netflix. We're Netflix and Swill. You know, 1-star movies are terrible. They'll make you want to gouge your fucking eyes out. And that's what this show is all about. Warning people about the dangers of shitty movies.
Today's story is about a production company that really fucked up. It's called Fred the Movie.
A huge, huge thank you. Shampoo dropping another $10 donation over there in the chat. We're down to the final $500, guys. Make it rain over there in the chat. Please donate. Livestreamforthecure.com.
No, Bill. Bill, that's correct. Fred is a terrible story slash person. Not the director.
And Dan Brennick, thank you very much, Dan, for dropping that $30 donation. Hashtag Fred the Movie. Caleb, fuck you. So before we review the movie, before we even talk about the movie or anything like that, can we please get your best Fred spaz noise, whatever.
Oh my god! Oh my damn it!
It's Fred.
I'm going to die.
Starring in his very first movie.
I'm so excited.
Fred the Movie.
If I don't get any food in my body, then there's going to be no blood in my head, and then my head might fall because there's no blood in it.
When the girl next door.
That's Judy.
She's my girlfriend.
Boys, quit staring.
Moves away.
She's gone! Somebody call 911!
This line is for emergencies only.
This is an emergency!
Fred's biggest adventure ever begins.
Here I come, Judy! Ow! Ah! I gotta get the Judy's out! Oh my damn it, we're here! Ow!
That's good. That's real good.
That's what we watched for 83 minutes.
Wow. Just
I mean, let's be clear here. There's no way they didn't pitch up this, right? There's no way.
Imagine who do you think had to do the sound editing on this film, and are they still alive, or are they just dangling from the rafters in a garage somewhere?
I need to look at the credits because I'm sure there's probably about 4 or 5 sound editors.
Yeah. And did they get suckered into doing the 2 goddamn sequels that exist to this movie?
I saw that. I was like, there are not.
How in the hell can there be
movie.
Sequels?
There are.
I literally just finished the movie before I came on. It's the credits are rolling right now. So
the second one's called like Night of the Living Fred, I think.
I think that's the second one.
That's the second one, yep.
And then the third one, I don't know what the fuck.
Please tell
called.
Me the second one is a horror movie spoof starring that kid.
I mean, ostensibly that is a funny title. But otherwise,
Justin
fuck
would
franchise.
Like it.
I mean, I know it's fine.
I won! Here comes the
money. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Destruction in Human Form, Jared Taylor just made a huge donation for us and got us to $4,600. Another donation.
Damn,
Scott
son.
Lamar. Scott LeVar dropping 30 in there. So Jared dropping
off
5807, and then Scott LeVar $30. Scott LeVar actually said that his wife lost her mom, Carol, in 2008. We think about it all the time. I also lost two classmates, Jeff Miller and Corey Hayden, class of 2000 Vestal. Thank you very much, Scott LeVar, and Destruction in Human Form, Jared Taylor, two of our biggest fans, two of our sponsors. Thank you guys very much. 46-30, less than 8% to go. Less than 8%.
Hooray.
Make it rain, chat. Make it rain. Whee! Damn it.
Oh my damn it.
God.
I was expecting an oh my glob to come out of it, but you know, that was a little too much hope.
Can we talk for a moment about how Fred's mother is categorically the worst person on the planet?
Well, I mean, that's probably how I would react to having a child, especially one that was like Fred.
Are you saying that because she didn't abort him or what?
I feel like there was a checkout. She checked out on him because she's clearly like, the only time you ever see her is she's like, I'm going to take a nap. Like literally every time. Like she's like, she takes a nap or she's just like scolding him or then taking a nap again.
Don't you see her clearly waking up and then boozing immediately as soon as she gets up too?
So she clearly has checked out on raising this kid at all. So are some of his
unlike John Cena, we'll
say.
Right?
Oh my God.
Dude, how in the hell?
I mean, this
is early in his career.
I don't blame
right?
this woman for checking out because, dear God, I could not hold a conversation with that child.
This is also legitimately one of the creepiest movies I have ever seen in terms of how he treats Judy.
Yep. Dude, he's a stalker, straight up stalking.
Yeah, it's like, disgusting.
That is fucking sickening.
He fucking follows her and like lays under bushes to watch her.
Legitimately. Like follow as a fucking notepad he checks off.
Dude, the notepad. Oh my God. I immediately just couldn't. I immediately said to myself, I don't know if I can get through this thing. I really don't know.
Chris Yaney dropping in a donation of $33.33. Hashtag get Dan a job.
Hashtag get Dan a job.
Fucking Fred stalking her. I was like, fucking hashtag not all men.
Holy God.
Why is this Fred character chasing after a female when we all know damn well he's fucking gay? He's gay.
We don't know that. You
can't assume based off of...
We know he's gay because the dude in real life is gay.
I sucked his dick last night.
I mean, that guy's gay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the character that he's portraying is.
Dude, I don't know how more gay you could get than that character.
Come over here and let me show you.
It's the biggest gay stereotype ever. Okay, that's just how I took it. At least, I mean, I know gay people.
Well,
I was reading reviews.
Like he's
of
this a bear.
I think the character originally was on the YouTube channel. At least,
yeah,
it portrayed as a 6 year old, but right. He's like an 18 year old guy or whatever. So it's really weird to see him go from a 6 year old. Cause like, this is all shit you'd see from a 6 year old, but now they portray him as a high school student. And you're just like, man, this just got really fucking creepy.
Yeah. Well, it's weird.
Think about how creepier it would be if he was with fucking children and fucking following like a 6 year old girl home behind a bush.
Yeah. It's bad enough that he's legitimately just straight up stalking poor Judy, but like, oof. Oh my God. Can we talk? I want to talk about the best thing in this movie because it's the only good thing about this movie. And it is John Cena. Now,
right.
I heard him, but the whole time I was watching, I didn't see him. So did you guys get to see him in your version?
Well, no, unfortunately.
Justin, his time was now. I version? Wasn't able to see him.
Wait, what do you mean? Is there a different version where he's not in it?
I heard him. I could hear him, but you can't see him.
Yeah, I couldn't see John Cena either.
Hashtag Justin doesn't get it.
Oh, you wrestling fans, you.
Caleb isn't even a wrestling fan. He's just a meme fan.
I'm just a redneck.
It just connected with me because I checked out from wrestling before he even started. So I know can't see me. I get it now. All right. Totally.
Whenever you watch a YouTube video of John Cena, they're like, This is bullshit. There's nobody in this
film. Drew, the credits are not the best part about the movie. The best part about the movie is never watching it.
Well, That's very, very true. But John Cena in this, I love that it's just John Cena's wrestling character as well, that it's not just John Cena like acting in it. It's him just legitimately being John Cena.
Yeah, he's in his great shape that he was in his peak shape, I think. Yeah,
he's wearing all of his wrestling, like his hat and like the armbands and everything. Like he's straight up just wrestler John Cena.
Well, dude, this was early in his film career, right?
Dan, yeah, you know. He's 32. He's around 40 now. He's
right.
32 in this, so that's why he looks like he's in such great shape. He's still in great shape now, but you know, as you get older, it's tougher to, you know, really show off.
Oh, your physique. I mean, I know that from personal experience. Getting old sucks, man. But what I was wondering is, like, did he show up in this movie because of the fact that it was early in his career in making movies, so he just decided to take whatever he could get? I mean, I don't know why he decided to do this. I mean, because now we're seeing one of the bigger comedies of the year so far, Cock Blockers. He's like a main character in that, and he's like pretty good at it. I mean,
to start somewhere, and sometimes that somewhere is Fred the Movie.
In the Marine in 12 rounds.
Right. I know the Marine movies,
like,
right?
This is like his quote-unquote mainstream.
Huge shout out to Adam from the Odd Dad Out podcast for his donation, bringing us up to $46.90, guys. Just about
4%
of the way toward the goal. His exact donation was $26.67. He said, fuck your odd numbers.
We're just trying to trigger Bill in order to get him to give us more.
I think Bill probably overdrew his bank account or something and then stopped donating because he was like, oh my god, I've donated so much.
Yeah, right. Let me see.
We still love you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Bill's donated over $200. Good lord.
Yeah, he has. We appreciate it, Bill. We really, really love you.
Bill rules, dude.
But
even as much as Dan say you sucks, but
hey, we hate Bill unless he's giving us money, in which case we all love Bill.
Dan, who would you rather be best friends with, Bill or Fred Figglehorn?
That's tough, man. I want to kill both of them.
So this kid had a movie made based on his success on YouTube. And as Loisos was explaining to me yesterday, that at one point he was the biggest YouTuber out there. Mm-hmm. Like he had the most subscribers, the most views and all that stuff. It must be the novelty factor. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I am disconnected from that part
of
youth
culture.
It's because
kids are stupid.
Well, yeah, that too. Accurate. But I mean, but how is that, like, that him screaming at everything? I don't see how that's entertaining, but I guess, as you said,
it's because the YouTube channel was originally him being a kid. Like, I can see how that can be funny. Let me say this from the outset. I think that there are, like, funny things in this movie, especially the physical comedy aspects, I think are funny. Like, the pratfalls and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that
stuff
is actually
pretty funny. Like, him trying to jump over that wall, hilarious.
Yeah. Like, there's a few different, like, of the sight gags in the film, I think, that work perfectly. I think the problem is his voice. It literally
100%
kills me every time. And
it's worse than anything Adam Sandler's ever done.
I could agree with that 100%. I'd rather watch anything Adam Sandler's done than watch the sequels to this movie.
You're watching the sequels. We're going to do special spotlights on them.
No. God, no.
I guess that's, you know, me getting stabbed in the side for always saying that the Epic Film Guys will give everything an open opportunity. And so, yeah, it's my own fault.
We finally found
that.
The movie. We finally found the movie franchise where Justin's like, nope, fuck this. I'm out.
No, I can't appreciate any of it.
I told you before, you know,
I
watched this.
Masturbate to this.
You technically could, though. You could. You could.
Gross.
No.
Fred masturbates to it.
I would just have to do it really fast.
We talk about how racist this movie is.
Oh yeah, so that was the next thing I was going to bring up. When he sees the Spanish guy in the alley, he's working on the car, and he's like, "Are you from another planet?" He's like, "Totally." And then
about the time that he spends like 3 minutes of the movie running around in circles screaming, "Asians kidnapped my girlfriend!" Yeah.
Oh my god, you just nailed the voice! Holy shit!
I think
Caleb, thank you very much for your donation.
Oh my damn it! I'm gonna forgive. Of him digging the hole and then like going across the fence and seeing the Asian children, he's like, "Oh my god, I'm in China!" And like I thought that was actually funny, and then like the racism just kept going and going and going. I'm just like, "Good fucking no!"
Yeah, it's pretty strong, I would say. I mean, it nailed me when he was in the alleyway and the dude's speaking Spanish. And like you guys are saying, he's supposed to be like the mentality of a 6-year-old kid, so I get it. But like they pushed it really hard with him, like acting, "I don't know what you're saying." And like the whole, I was like, dude, that's obnoxiously bad.
Oh my god. Can we talk about how Bertha is legit the most chill person on the planet? Don't we all want Bertha, like, in our life? Just because she's like, she's so chill.
You remember when he got to the end of the movie and he picked the wrong girl?
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
You remember at the beginning of the movie when he picked the wrong girl?
Right?
Hold on. I need to look up something.
Uh-oh.
Give me...
What is it? What are you looking up?
Things.
Things.
Nope. Can't say it. Can't say what I wanted to say. Never mind. Go away.
I still want to hear what you were going to say.
Jeanette McCurdy was too young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Creep.
Oh, I knew what I get it.
I'm just saying she was like legit, like super chill. And then I had that moment killed where he gets to the end of the movie and I'm like, he's definitely picking Bertha, right? Like he's definitely gonna be like, it's gonna be kind of like that typical trope in a movie where you're like, oh yeah, for sure. No.
But then they did the absolute worst possible thing that they could have done, which was have the girl that he fucking stalked and abused the whole fucking movie.
Right?
Just do a 180, because like now he's cool for some reason, and he's cool falls because for him.
He can edit a YouTube video together, because that's basically all that was.
The craziest thing about God this kid damn it. In general is that I was just looking up his filmography. He hasn't done anything for like 4 years, like nothing.
Good.
Dude,
hopefully
good.
He's dead.
Also, I'm sure he cashed in on YouTube and these went, all right, I don't have to ever. I'm sure he's one of those people that just went, I have enough money to live for the rest of my life. Probably I'll come back when I'm 40 or something and still try to portray this character a la Wet Hot American Summer.
Hopefully, or like Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, what else is he really going to do? Like, nobody wants him to be in anything else. And like, the whole Fred character, I mean, now that he's older, like I said, when he was a kid, like I can see people watching it and thinking it was funny, but it's one of those things that just doesn't age well, especially not like when he's ridiculously just stalking a and then you're exactly right, Caleb, like she just does a 180 because he could edit a YouTube video together and make a party with two people seem like it's whatever. She shows up at his house and is like, oh my god, Fred, I love you, let's be together forever. Like, oh, I was just like, you're fucking shitting me right now, this is happening.
Yeah, she deserves whatever happens to her.
It's the most ridiculous
Ah Dad Out says that there was a movie ever TV show on Nickelodeon as well. I was not aware of that he had a show
that I did not know.
Yeah, he did have a Nickelodeon show. I think it only lasted like or two, so it wasn't super popular.
But it was after all the movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why my daughter had mentioned to me, she was little, like years ago, she wanted to watch it. And I was like, what is this? And that's when I started, like, she had it on and I like watched parts of it. That's why I kind of briefly remembered and I was like, oh, I can't do this, you know, because when you have kids that young, you have to watch a lot of bad stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, hashtag more moonshine for Drew. Get those donations in, baby. Once we hit the goal. Drew Hallam from Real Feels is going to drink more moonshine.
So I'm going to read a couple Rotten Tomatoes reviews for Fred the Movie.
Ooh, oh, I can't wait.
If the only Freds you are aware of are Astaire or Flintstone, then I'm afraid that Fred the Movie will come as a terrible shock.
that's great.
Oh my god.
That's gold. That's absolute gold.
There is one sort of reasonable joke about the Marriott Hotel. Otherwise, this is one to miss.
I will say, actually, my favorite joke in the entire movie was when he buys that invisibility kit and he puts it on and he's just, it's just a camouflage poncho. That's all it is.
Like,
it's
only,
like, that's perfect.
I love the physical humor aspects of it.
The only part in the movie that kind of made me chuckle a little bit was when he was editing his YouTube video. And he's like, I just don't understand why people would spend time to watch shit on YouTube.
I know.
Like,
oh,
I just don't get it.
I like that too, actually. You got me. I think my favorite part actually would be when he begins to choke on the fries or they're too hot or something, because it gave me hope that he would actually choke and die on the fries. But I'm like, yes, there's hope. This movie can end. No, it didn't. Oh, Tommy, where did you come from?
Joker.
Joker.
I love that we all waited for him to say Joker.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Oh my god. So what are we all gonna rate this movie?
People wrote Fred the Movie quotes on Rotten Tomatoes
no.
that aren't actually in the movie.
Wait, yes,
Somebody wrote a quote from Fred's dad that says, "I should have ejaculated in your mother's ass instead the night you were conceived." I love that people can just go on and edit film pages on Rotten Tomatoes.
I can't wait to do Fred 2, Night of the Living Fred, and then Fred 3, Camp Fred, as a special two-part spotlight.
Wow, the Nickelodeon TV premiere of his show drew 7.6 million viewers.
Jesus.
Kids are dumb.
I mean, like I said, I could see it being funny, like, as a little kid, but, like, when he grows up and then, like, just legit is stalking women.
Like, yeah, no, and also, like, I could see it being funny for a few minutes at a time. I can't imagine anyone going, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's stretch this out over a feature film-length movie.
It's the same problem that the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie had. Like, it was successful in its initial format. It gained popularity from that. And then they decided to pad it out to a feature film, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's just some things are just better. Well, Arrested Development, speaking of Netflix. Arrested Development, exactly the same way. And thank you very much, Gerald, from Two Peas on a Podcast, for your $25 donation. But Arrested Development Season 4 tried to do the same thing. It tried to do the exact same thing where it changed the format, and you had long form episodes focused on a single character. And when they did the remix that just came out, it's infinitely better. As Ashley said, it's still the worst season of Arrested Development, but it's much better than the original because they put it back to the format that it used to be in.
That is true, Chris. It is, Aqua Teen Hunger Force is way better than all.
My favorite,
that's not saying much.
My favorite thing to come out of that movie is the Mastodon song, Cut You With a Linoleum Knife.
Mastodon?
Yes, the fucking video for that is a treasure.
Mastodon, did I say Mastodon? Sounds like the kind
you
of,
did say Mastodon. I was going to say
Raise your Mastodon.
Raise your dongers.
Raise your Mastodon.
I sucked a dick last night.
Damn,
play the Emily one.
Wait, there it is.
I sucked a dick last night.
Emily.
Emily.
Calm your tits.
I always like scolding her after I play that one.
Disgusting, Emily. God.
I can't believe it.
This is crass. Epic Film Frog here, and I want to tell you, go fuck yourself.
Nick, how have you not combined? Anyway, how is your sex life? One of those sound drops that are...
I don't know.
Do it. Do it. Do it. You won't do it.
Anyway,
how is
your sex life?
I sucked a dick last night.
Goals.
I'm totally fine
with you using that now if you use that together.
Do it again, but with Emily's.
Dance monkey.
Let's see. Where is it? Oh,
anyway, how is your sex life?
I sucked a dick last night.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're up 95% almost. My wife's
Hayata,
here.
Hayata, 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 Ada, Nick.
Ada, notice Nick, me.
Nick, put the headphones over your wife.
Hi,
put the
Ada.
Over my wife.
It's over her?
Caleb are on.
Hi, Ada.
Hi. She doesn't want to talk to us.
No.
She said hi.
Oh, hello, Ada. Hello.
How dare you?
Anyway, how is your sex life?
I don't know.
Say, I sucked a dick last night.
No, I did not.
Stop ganging up on me.
No, she did not.
I did not suck the dick. I did not.
She did not.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Now.
Oh.
Joker.
Justin, are you snorting cocaine? I just saw you take some.
Right. This here, Dan, is my organic, natural Olbus inhaler.
Oh,
I must use this because I can't breathe out of my fucking nose ever. So, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking huge. You shouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's my bridge of my nose is really tiny. So,
yeah.
Bad sinus problems. It is large, but I'm not Jewish, though.
So, real quick,
always want to take it to a racial place, Justin.
God damn it, Justin.
No, it's because so many people think I'm Jewish. They either think that I'm Mexican or Jewish.
I can see the Mexican. I mean, look at all those tattoos.
It's because of the last name,
I thought
name,
you were
Dan.
Italian.
I am Italian.
Okay.
It's a pizza ghost!
I got something for your ass. Don't someone mess with time.
I feel
fuck with time.
Thank you for doing it this time, Caleb.
So you guys, you got to hit your ratings for Fred the Movie.
One, since we can't go like half
Wait,
star or negative.
What did Caleb rate spiders? -5 times the speed of light stars?
Yeah.
This would be -4 times right. The speed of light stars.
This fucking movie makes Sharknado look like Citizen Kane.
Oh my god.
Really what, Brentley? Really what? I'm gonna come to Harrisburg and kick your fucking teeth in, motherfucker.
Whoa.
He'll do it. I've seen it.
My girlfriend's
you're more vicious
37
than I
dicks.
In a row?
In a row?
I'm hopped up on protein. I ate 2 chicken breasts before I came on, and I'm drinking beer. I'm feeling it right now, Mr. Krabs.
You ate 2 chicken breasts?
Mm-hmm.
Art thou feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Dude, are you
Art thou feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? No,
you bulking,
I'm not bulking.
Bro? No, oh.
I'm not even in the gym. I don't even like a work.
Did everyone die? Oh, no, there you are.
It just got super quiet
really
all of a sudden.
Quiet.
Oh, no, my internet must have
hit. Monos.
Watch out for Godzilla!
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, dude,
that's what we should have watched, Monos Hands of Fate.
Yeah, this movie, well, thank you very much, Caleb, for choosing a movie that definitely at least fit the brief. Most definitely a 1-star, I think, all around. Unless,
yeah.
Justin, you want to give it 2.5 stars, maybe?
No. No, I'm not gonna try to fight this one. There's no way around it. It's definitely that bad. I'll be honest though, if we get enough people that say we should do the other 2 films,
absolutely not. No, don't fucking put that evil on us, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on us.
All right. Hey, we just had so much fun during this conversation. I mean, I guess bad movies just lead to great fun.
Yes. That's why we do this segment, is because we
can the first dick fit through a donut.
I don't know. Exactly.
Oh my god. Well, gentlemen, as if no one already knows, please tell our audience where they can find the Netflix and Swill podcast.
On Google.
Yeah, just use a Google search, you motherfuckers. Why do we have to
Why do I have to spell everything out for you? Come on.
Stop ganging up on me.
Exactly.
Shut up, Danny.
Shut the fuck up, Danny.
See, there are certain sound drops that you should be combining together.
It's hard because I have to scroll through this giant list of them sometimes.
Dan's giving you marks. He's giving you pointers. Listen to him.
Damn
He's
it.
Telling you what
Damn.
He wants to hear.
I mean, if you're going to use a soundboard, at least string something together that makes sense.
I want to make it clear that he no longer shocks me with the soundboard. It doesn't surprise me. I may pretend that it does.
What kind of drugs do you take?
I think he just enjoys it now. He just
You're not my fucking mother!
Anything else.
Where were the drugs going? We need someone like you.
There it is.
Someone
there
who
it
can
is.
Rattle the cages.
You ever heard of the devil in the pale moonlight?
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Dan,
You've given them everything.
Forever! Not yet.
I love that this just devolved into all of us just barking into the mic.
Can we just
I mean,
do like a
more
full
entertaining
hour
than Fred the Movie? Let's be honest.
Why do you want to kill me, Joker? Why do you want to kill me?
Do I look like a cop?
Where's Harvey Dent?
Kill you?
Tell me where he is, Joker.
I'm having too much fun.
Where's the trigger?
You wanted me.
You wanted
me. Where's
Rachel?
Rachel?
Earlier, when you were alive.
Where is the trigger? Where is it?
Oh my god. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta thank the fine
when
gentlemen.
When Gotham is in ashes, no one can do a little bit of a mask.
The fuck are you doing?
That was, just, that was Judy.
For
that was
you.
Judy waking up from the nightmare of Fred.
Yeah. The morning after when she realizes that she missed her period.
Slept with Fred.
the baby is born, and its cry is that same high pitched shrill shriek.
It's born, and she just hears.
Fred, are you trying to say that Fred is the Antichrist? Because you'd be accurate.
I think that Caleb needs to. You could become a professional Fred impersonator. You have the voice.
Nobody wants that. Nobody. Come
dude,
on.
Somebody wants
to.
Somebody
might. Doing birthday parties.
It stinks.
Exactly. Whatever sound drop that is. You nailed it.
Oh, God. This segment's getting worse.
Starring Jeanette McCurdy from iCarly.
You want to try something cool? Pretty fun, isn't it?
It's really fun. But what if I have to go to the bathroom?
UK pop sensation Pixie Lott.
I brought you a gift, Judy.
A squirrel. I love squirrels.
WWE superstar John Cena.
She's been kidnapped.
Judy!
By kidnappers. Yeah! My house!
And Lucas Cruikshank as Fred.
Sometimes I just don't like showing my body too much because, you know, too much sex appeal.
That was awesome.
And only on DVD, more Fred Figglehorn fun with fully loaded special features, including an exclusive never-before-seen Fred video.
I'm going to smell like green apples.
Fred the movie.
Ow, that was awesome.
Look for it on DVD and digital download.
End of the line.
You're going to kill us.
No, it means you gotta get off.
Oh.